Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Hey, you sexy bees. You guys know what time it is. It's time for real talk. That's right. This is the quickest hour on the internet where we have real talk about any and everything, and it goes so quick. We are already down to 58 minutes that we got left. Ooh. As you guys can tell, I'm going with a little bit of a raspy voice thing this week. I'm going to jump right on into it while we're waiting on Greg to call in. He'll be in just a second. So, I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. I have Greg. Hey, Greg.
Hello. Hello, Ms. V. Sorry, I'm just a tad late.
That's all right. I was just getting ready to tell everybody about how my Thanksgiving was and talking about my beautiful raspy voice. I am crown number two right now. So, first crown I got put in, you know, I got the temporary. The temporary, I ended up going back to the doctor right before Thanksgiving. I was in some of the worst pain I've ever had. I would rather give fucking birth to children than to go through the pain that I had from that crown. They had, like, I guess they call it, they had to grind it down. They had to grind down the temporary because it, they were saying it was the way that my teeth were chomping together, that it was just, like, causing me pain. So, to say the least, I had, they had to grind that down. So, now I got my new crown, but I got my second crown dead. Pain's not as bad, but I can tell you, I can't wait till this shit is done. I'm just like, either my tolerance level for pain is going away or this shit hurts. I'm going to put it on that this shit hurts, okay? And they did tell me that when I got my new crown in that the sensation would go away. So I think what it is that for anybody who doesn't know, there are some people, a temporary crown, it's just what it means, temporary. That means that it's probably just a covering. And you got to remember that, like, your nerves and stuff are more exposed. Because what they do, they have grinded down your tooth to, like, a core so that they could put this on top of it. But the temporary crown, even though when you fill up with your tongue and everything, at least for my dentist, let's rephrase it. My dentist believes in using, like, the same color that your teeth is when he does a temporary. I mean, they do an excellent job. They do a mold of your teeth, everything, okay? So nobody would know I had a crown. Nobody would know that I had a temporary crown on my mouth unless they were a dentist. Nobody knows that I have crowns in my mouth unless they're a dentist because I have all porcelain crowns. All my crowns are porcelain. So they're all the shade of my teeth. So all I can tell you is I can tell that I got the temporary in because I drink, I eat, I can't do anything on the left side. And I got the temporary did on Thursday. I still feel like somebody punched me in my fucking jaw, and it's not Sunday. I would rather give birth to a fucking orangutan than go through this, okay?
Oh, goodness.
I know what pain feels like because I'm going through it.
Damn.
They did give me Motrin 800, so. Well, I don't know if they're Motrin, but that is Motrin ibuprofen?
I think it is, but I normally don't, you know, go to the doctor for much.
Yeah, Motrin has to be ibuprofen because Tylenol is acetaminophen. And the reason why, for anybody who wants to know why I have ibuprofen, I specifically asked my doctor not to give me any narcotics. And it's not because I'm some addict. It's because that when you take narcotics and you have had work done, especially with the type of pain I'm going through, when your pain is this bad, this is when you're more likely to get addicted to narcotics. And knowing that my drug of choice is alcohol, everybody, okay? And that new damn Crown Royal Peach is really my drug of choice. So I don't need no other drugs of choice to help me go.
Have you tried the salted caramel?
Yes, it was all right. I did the drink they said to make the caramel apple with the apple crown and the salted caramel. It was okay, but you know what? I think because I'm not a big caramel person either.
Oh, yeah. It wouldn't be that good. So, but yeah, the peach. Ooh, baby. That is nice.
Put like this. I have so much peach that people are asking me how I got so much because that shit is hard to find. It's like gold here. I don't know if it's gold down there, but put it like this. I just sold a bottle of it for $50. I kid you not.
Oh, wow.
And I paid $27 for it because that's how hard it is to find here.
Mm.
I have 8 bottles. I have people from other states calling me and asking me for my Crown Royal. I don't even like fucking whiskey. Let's get something clear. Anybody who's listening, I am the biggest, I will admit, bitch don't know how to act when she drink dark liquor, okay? You want to see me act a fool, have me on some damn dark liquor. But this motherfucking Crown Royal Peach, baby, I'm willing to act a fool. And I'm going to tell you the perfect way to mix it. You know they got the recipe on the bottle, on the box for the Crown Royal Peach. To make the peach lemonade. Well, let me tell you what you do with it. You do the Crown Royal Peach with the Arizona sweet tea. With their iced tea, the one that's, let me go get the bottle so I'll tell you which one is right. When I tell you that, baby, you put that with the Crown Royal Peach, your bitch ass would be drinking like candy and be like, oh, what the fuck happened? And like I said, I'm not a whiskey drinker. Everybody knows I'm a tequila girl, tequila and vodka. But that Crown Royal Peach, I ain't going to lie to you. I got a new friend in that one. You know how that song goes, you got a friend in Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
For y'all church girls. I'm taking some folks right to church. They're like, Grish. But you know, they say, you got a friend in Jesus. Get you some Crown Royal Peach. You have a brand new friend. you have your friend with Jesus. Okay, it's the Arizona iced tea with the lemon. I wanted to make sure I got it right. The Arizona iced tea with the lemon mixed with the Crown Royal Peach. It's a brand new day. Brand new day.
I don't even know if they still have Arizona tea here. But I
normally the Arizona tea is normally sold like at the gas stations and stuff here where I went. The first time I did it, I was like, okay, bitch too lazy to make some iced tea, okay? Because the recipe actually calls for iced tea with lemon.
Yep.
You know my ass ain't ready to go through all that. I was like, okay, I got to find a tea that I like. And the Arizona iced tea is really sweet. You know, if you get the sweet one, don't get the sweet one. I haven't tried it with the sweet one. The Arizona iced tea with lemon, that's the one that comes in the green can. You guys, for y'all just want to know, it's the one that's like the green can. It costs 99 cents. It's only worth 99 cents on the Iglesia here in Michigan because they don't sell it for more than that. But they now have BJ's open here. I had to tell you about that afterwards. But I got that. I won't even touch my damn Crown Royal peach because bitch was getting ready to get so drunk, okay?
Oh.
I'm just letting you know. I was drinking that shit like it was candy. That shit will sneak up on you. And then my girlfriend told me, and she didn't lie about it. She said, get the, and I got some here, so I'll be able to tell you. The Captain Morgan Long Island Iced Tea.
Yep.
Get the Captain Morgan Long Island Iced Tea, and you mix that with the Crown Royal Peach. And it's a brand new day, too.
Oh,
brand
wow.
new day. I'm waiting before I go have fun with all that stuff again. But I had a good Thanksgiving. I tried my best to get drunk before the game because I knew we were going to lose. Today, I didn't watch the game, so we don't even have to discuss it. I know we lost. And I started watching the game, and I'm like, why am I watching the game when I want us to lose? Even my daughter cussed me out. She's like, why are you even fucking bitching? We want them to lose. I was like, yeah, I still hate watching them fuck up, you know?
Uh-huh.
Even when I want them to lose, I still don't want to watch them fuck up. So all we got, the fact that the Broncos were kicking ass today, I don't know if they won. It's, like, funny as hell because, you know, the Broncos are just as shitty as the Lions. And I think they, like, were kicking ass. When we was like, what the fuck? Seriously, I was like, damn, go Broncos.
I know New England won, or no, lost.
Like I said, I was shocked that the Broncos was winning. Not mad that they winning though, because see, the more shitty teams that win, the better of a draft choice we get. And for anybody who wants to know why, you know, there's some things that are cuss words here in this state. One of the biggest cuss words is called Ohio State. But
yeah. Yeah, they won.
But I will tell you that Chase Winovich. Wait a minute. Is it Winovich? Let's see. Chase Young. We want him. And I see everybody say, it's too many folks out there. It's Chase Young we want. Now, you know that's swearing, but we won't Chase Young. We need Chase Young. And I watched that boy play. He is the shit, okay? And we all know that. I really don't watch college football, but I watched him. I was like, damn. Like, all righty then. You go, boy. Don't have to look for you at the combine. Speaking
wow.
of the combine is the 28th, 29th, and 1st of March of 2020.
You going?
I'm going. If this guy will, I will be there. I'm already looking at recovery techniques to go. Because I'm saying that I might be a little incapacitated.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say this, for all the motherfuckers who want to be up in my business, I'm going to get a second opinion on my back because my back has really been fucking with me. If the doctor I go to on Wednesday of this week says yes for the surgery, that I'm going to have my surgery next month. My downtime will be, I've been looking and talking to people, I will have minimum of 2 weeks out of work. That means I have 2 weeks where I can't drive myself anywhere. I have 2 weeks where I can't be in a car. So that's 2 weeks where bitches are going to go stir crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even work from home them 2 weeks. That's 2 weeks of me not being able to lift anything more than 5 pounds. My fucking purse weighs more than 5 pounds, okay? So, I I have already, I'm starting to look at books in my bookcase that I will probably be reading. I will be, I have Michelle Obama's book, Becoming. I started it. Those will probably be 2 weeks that I will be very bored. I'm going to go stir crazy. 2 weeks, I can't drive. I can't be in a car. And then I have another, after those 2 weeks, I could go back to work. I can't. I still won't be able to live for another 4 weeks. But I will be able to work from home. So what I will be doing, for those of y'all who are wondering why I'm saying all this, if I have the surgery, which it's a matter of when I go to the doctor, I don't know who this purple pill person is, but they're being sarcastic in the chat room, saying I actually read, talking about, wow, LOL. Purple pill, I don't know who you are, honey, but yes, I do read. I read a whole lot. This might not be new to you, but some people actually have educations. I'm glad you're amused. And Purple Pill, go on and call into the show. We would love to hear you. You know, join our conversation. Okay, so now I have a person in the chat room saying, I don't talk like I read much. I didn't know there was a certain way that people talk when they read a lot. Did you know that, Greg?
No.
How do people talk and read a lot?
That's, I mean, I would love to know that question, because it's, I mean, I have never heard of anybody saying that, ever. I mean,
that I don't talk like a person doesn't, you know what, I've never even said that to anybody.
No. I mean, what is the classification of being a reader describes how your voice is when you talk? It's, I mean, I'm not sensing any, you know, Shakespeare from you, so, you know. But that would be kind of,
oh, wow. The reason why we're not intelligent, they just gave me an answer. They said, I don't think so. Y'all on that low frequency thing, IE6, LOL, that goes to show. Wow, I guess they really don't know me. You know what, people who, that's just trying to insult us. I think it's funny because the people that I know in the adult industry, I know would take insult to it a whole lot. You know, so I really think that anyone who starts, if this is what people come at us with, and this is why I like this show, this is real talk, but this is what happens when you have internet trolls. Internet trolls have nothing else better to do but stand behind the computer and go after people instead of confronting these people, because these are the same people who probably have no life and think that any conversation that doesn't pertain directly to them is, oh, and now I've got Negro get a life. Really? See, I'm just not going to stoop to that level. See, when people start calling you names, they really don't know you, do they? But see, that's how you can tell the intelligence level of individuals, because when you start calling people names and you're an internet troll, then what you want is for somebody to have an open debate with you about intelligence. I don't have to have an open debate with someone about intelligence when their job is to troll the internet. And because people sit here and this is what they do, I think it's quite funny. Send the rest of the trolls to me, because you know what? I'm old enough where, unlike the people who want people to go kill themselves, you could go kill yourself, and I will say that, because I think this shit is hilarious now, because this is how you're communicating with people. These are
now
the people
we know
who
why you got
go
the
after young
purple deal.
These people are the people who go and threaten young girls about their weight. These are the same people who think that women who get raped are at fault. These are the people who have no lives, so they go after people who they think they can bully, and they do it behind a computer screen. These are the same people that if you put them face-to-face in a real job or in a real-life situation, that they would not know how to handle anything because they base everything off of being up how well they control people. And that is hilarious to me. Because when a person sits there and actually wants you to start responding to them, I'm not going to give anybody that type of dignification, you know, because I wake up every morning and I have no problem. And I wish you, this is when I wish you was in the chat room, Greg, because this is like the most hilarious one-sided conversation I've ever seen. Because see, in order to have a conversation with that person, you have to be responding to some of the stuff that they're saying, you know, and the stuff that I'm being called is just like so funny, you know. I almost want to say that this is what I call that guy a few weeks ago, Bryan Cranston. I almost feel like it's him. I feel like it's him who's trolling me, which I think is kind of funny. You know, and that's sad when you have to troll a person for an hour on a Sunday night. But back to what we were saying, because, damn, what was I saying before the troll? See, that's what trolls do. They stop and interrupt. They interrupt your train of thought. But I actually think this is funny because the last time I was called a Negro, you know, either this person is from South Africa and still thinks that apartheid is going on, which it wouldn't surprise me, or this person feels that they talk enough in another language that I just sit here, because this is the same person, remember, wrote that shit, and I went and looked it up, and I was like, that's so stupid. So I really won't even go there.
Wow. Unbelievable.
I wish you were in this chat room because, let's see, I've been told to give a life and told me to look at myself. You know what? I wonder if this is one of my exes who I fucked them so well they didn't know what to do. You know, I do have a few that said that I had the best pussy out there, but then I dumped their ass because they wasn't shit.
Oh, wow.
You know, and this person just told me don't use the word stupid, so shall I say dumbass? Go suck a dick?
Oh, I definitely say yes, definitely a dumbass.
It's amazing when people don't know you, the things that they say. And they go by what they hear for 1 hour of entertainment on the, oh, my God. This person ain't never ate my, you know what? I definitely feel like this is Bryan Cranston. This really sounds like Bryan Cranston. You know, it's amazing what people will say when they think they, can get away with something or think that they are actually doing something that is worth even talking about. Because anytime someone doesn't know you and think that they can troll you, it's more amusing than anything else.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
so that's one of the things.
Oh yeah, I can see that actually on Twitter and Facebook. Just the hate in people towards other stuff and other people. And it's like, holy.
And it's ridiculous. And you know what? I don't even feed into that. I mean, that's the whole thing. I don't feed into the internet trolls because I feel that when you put yourself in a position of feeding into it, then people, as they say, get the upper hand.
Right.
And I personally won't give them that satisfaction of giving them any type of upper hand or anything. I actually think it's funny because this show is a purely entertainment show. And I just refuse to give in to anybody or have any conversation with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things where, let's see, what can I do? Wow, I'm not average ghetto hood rat. Wow, Greg, when did I become that?
That, wow. I'm sorry to be laughing, but it's like.
It is funny.
Wow. That's all they could come up with?
Yeah.
I would say that,
was the best.
I would say that their reading vocabulary should be slightly very small. As far as their, you know, choice of words to use in a sentence.
Like I said, I think it's quite funny. I really do think it's quite funny.
That's just... Oh, my God. Ooh.
Oh, wow. This has to be a person from another country. They're talking about they speak four languages. You know, speaking four languages doesn't make you intelligent. It just makes you a person who speaks four languages. I know attorneys who are dumb as hell also. I know professors and teachers and other people who are dumb as hell. As a matter of fact, I have realized the more education that people have, the less common sense they get. Oh, here comes Greg. I mean, Randy, but he...
Randy?
You know what? I'm here to have like this open debate. Purple Pill, since you know so much about me, sweetie, where did I go to college at? Oh, that's right. Because you speak five languages. You don't understand that. You know nothing about me, honey, but let me get something clear to you. Show your face. Quit hiding behind a damn fake image. And how about you call into the show and actually talk to us? Because, see, the chat room is your cover. If you pick up the phone and you call us, then you can have a real conversation with us. And you can say everything you feel. Because, see, first of all, the fact that you're using words like coochies and Negroes, oh, my God. You know, I actually, you know what I do? I feel sorry for you because you need Jesus in your life. You need Jesus. Because it's, oh, now I'm a gangbanger. Damn, Greg, I done got moved up in the world. Hold on, let me get Randy because I done moved up in the world. Hey, Randy, how you doing? Now I'm a ghetto gangbanger, hoochie. Damn, I'm good.
Hey, beautiful, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm laughing because I've got an internet troll. You know, this is like be my first troll in a while, and they don't even know who Jesus is. And all they can call me is a hoochie and Negro, and now I'm a, what did you say I was? Ghetto hood rat. A gangbanger, that's right. So.
Well, hey.
Now,
would you consider the government a gang?
Nah.
You know.
Yeah.
Purple Pill, do me a favor and leave my chat room, please, because you ain't nothing but a troll. You know what, better yet, I'm just not. I'm through. I'm out of the chat room so they can sit there and have their conversation without me.
Oh.
I can't stand people like that. I don't play the internet troll game. I really don't. I have better things to do in my life than to play with internet trolls. And whomever is in the chat room, you are more than welcome to call into the show. It's 646-716-8041. Anything that you feel about me, call me and tell me. Because apparently you want to fuck this pussy that you won't do. You have no clue about me. And let me just give you a piece of advice since you trolling me on the motherfucking internet like that. Bitch, I'm more educated than your goddamn cocksucking mama, okay? And I'm really talking from people's mothers into it. I just don't normally go there. But when you want to insult me and call me a Negro and a gangbanger and all that shit, actually gangbanger is probably a step up from what I really do, but I consider anyone who has to bully anyone on the internet or sit behind a computer, your little ass probably is one of those damn kids who wish they would have had a gun to go shoot up the damn school. This why ain't nobody sucking your dick or eating your pussy or whatever it is or whoever you are. This is why you have no life, and this is why you're sitting on the internet listening to my show, which apparently is the only show that you could get into because we don't talk about shit. We just keep it real. And we were talking about something serious, you dumb fuck. And I don't have to speak 4, 5, 6, or 10 languages to understand what a troll is. Troll is still trolling all fucking languages. T-R-O-L-L, okay? Troll.
I think they need to, you know, go ahead and go back to, you know, bed so they can go to school tomorrow.
Well, I wouldn't know. I went out the chat room. We don't know who it is. It's somebody who called itself. It's somebody in my chat room whose name is Purple Pill. I keep inviting them to call into the show. They're probably not in there because I actually left the chat room because I really wasn't in the mood for it.
Yep.
He's probably scared. I mean, he's probably scared to talk to you.
You know what? The sad part is that people like that, this is why I say that people should not be on the internet, that they should actually just call in and talk to us and have a conversation with us because they don't know what we're doing. They do not know nothing about us. Oh, let's see. We've got a caller, 846. I don't know who this is, but let's see if they're going to talk to us. Hey, caller.
Hello, sweetie. How are you?
I'm all right. How you doing, honey?
I'm doing just fine. Doing just fine.
You do not sound like a purple pill, so your voice is sexy as hell. Damn. I just had to get that out. I'm sorry. That is sexy as hell. They know, the guys know that I love a man with a deep voice. It's just like, ooh. We ain't got to have sex. You just talk to me.
Yeah, that's what I get sometimes. I guess it can be
a gift and
a curse. Wrong.
I guess it could be. I mean, hell, a man with a sexy ass voice is a man with a sexy ass voice. I mean, shit, you could probably be ugly as hell and still get the pussy if your voice is like that. I mean, hell, I was not physically attracted to Barry White, but that man could get my draws any day of the week with his voice. Him, Teddy.
Yeah.
You know,
and I'm just going to say. And I guess it's the same thing for guys, maybe for some of us, because I'm pretty sure the same thing doesn't turn on all women. But, you know, with women that possess that strong sense of femininity in their voice, you know, it is the same type of excitement that us as guys get, I'm sure. Or we should get. I'm pretty sure we shouldn't be flattering ourselves by women with deep voices and things of that nature.
I don't know. They tell me when I get my little raspy voice, I be sounding all sexy. I'm like, ooh, I sound raspy. Like I do tonight. I hate it.
Maybe.
So,
honey,
what you want to talk about?
Nothing.
Please don't tell me my internet troll. I have an internet troll right now in my chat room. I done been called a gangbanger tonight, a Negro. Thought I was unintelligent. I've been going off on the internet troll for the past couple of minutes because I think the shit is hilarious that people sit behind a computer. I invited the person. I said, call into the show if you really feel that way about me. Call in and talk to me. This is real talk. I mean, I'm sure there's quite a few people think I'm a hoe. But then when I did tell them they need to find Jesus, that guy kind of really mad at me. I said they needed Jesus. You know, and then I left the chat room because I just couldn't feed into the conversation because I'm just like, there comes a certain point in your life when you just got to say, this should have pissed me off. You know, I'm like anybody else. I know how to turn you off. I ain't got to keep going back and looking. You know, it ain't like me watching porn when I want to see more. I turn off the internet trolls.
Right,
and
right.
Some porn I don't want to see a lot of, okay? Let's keep it real. I'd be like, oh, okay. On that? That one cute. And this all started tonight because I was talking about back surgery. Can you believe I got trolled when I said that I was going to be out of commission for 2 weeks and I was going to have to do a lot of reading because I couldn't sit at my computer or anything. And all of a sudden, this person wants to start insulting me and say, oh, you read. I'm like, damn. You don't know nothing about me. I have a whole library of books. Then call me a Negro, then call me a hoochie, then call me a dumb fuck, then call me a gangbanger. And then said I was uneducated. I thought this shit was funny, and then I started coming back on them because I started talking about their penis size. I didn't say penis. I said little penis and that they weren't getting sex. You know, I come back and attack people kind of where I think that it lays. I think if you're trolling me for an hour on the internet, on my radio show where I'm talking real talk, and the best you could do is call me a Negro, a hoochie, a hood rat, and a hoochie, and all this. I think it's funny.
Because we all do know that good dick is definitely in high demand. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, it can't be enough vaginas that can be filled by good penis. You know, and I mean, that's just the truth, you know, be told.
It is the truth.
Right, you know, a lot of times people become preoccupied with things of this type of nature, which would resemble somewhat of a childlike mentality. And basically, you're right, their manhood must be that of a child. I would, you know, say that, you know, anybody that would bother somebody after the age of what, we're going to say 25 or 30. You know, and you're actually
I say once you turn 21, you don't need to be trolling nobody. I don't care who
I
will say as a female, I will go beat a bitch ass every now and then, okay? Let's keep it real. I haven't got an age limit on beating ass, but I don't go trolling people. And it's normally when I'm ready to beat somebody's ass because they done did something real stupid to me. And normally I don't want to beat nobody's ass unless they hit my car. Or we are at a football game. Let's keep it real. I'm a football fan. I'll fight with a goddamn another fan in a minute, all right? I'm just that type of... I've been hanging around the white folks too long. I'm sorry, Greg, but... You know, I will fight. Let me get into it, but I always say I need the stadium because I'm a season ticket holder. I can't beat your ass in the stadium because I don't need to be banned. I need to get back in. My sexy voice dropped. Oh my God! Call back, sexy voice. Damn, his voice was sexy.
What do you think? I think the trolls were like a young person, like in his 20s.
I don't know. This person actually realized I wasn't paying attention to him and finally left the
chat room.
Yeah, because actually, what I did was I moved out of the chat room. because people like that want you to continue to feed into their conversation, even if you're not typing in it. And I realized that while we were on the air that I was actually paying more attention to their conversation than what I was talking about. So I actually left the chat room so I didn't have to have a conversation with them and just start talking about them on the air. And when you don't give people like that attention, they don't know how to handle it. And that's just the simple truth. I mean, the only way that you could get – the only way a person like that is satisfied is that they're getting under your skin and that they're having – and you're responding to what they're typing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the honest to goodness truth.
True.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I bet that made your night, huh?
Well, we were actually talking about, me and Greg were really talking about something serious because I was saying about how we might do this show. And I was, before I got so rudely interrupted, I'm going to go back, you know, with me being down, I got to do 2 weeks of no drive. I can't even get in my car for 2 weeks. That, I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to lose my mind.
Mm.
2 weeks of no driving, I can't drive at all.
Why? What's wrong with
your back?
And I can't
work for 2 weeks. Well, I might have to have surgery, so I'm going for a second opinion this week.
Oh.
And if the doctor says yes, then I'm going to have the surgery next month. So I started looking at my downtime and the different things I could and couldn't do, because we all know that I can't be idle 5 minutes, let alone talking about months and weeks. So the downtime now for most back surgeries is only 2 to 3 weeks. In my case, I won't be able to lift any. I can't lift more than 5 pounds for the first month. So I was talking about my damn purse weighed more than 5 pounds. So me and my daughter, we were having a conversation. So I'm like looking at the necessities like now. So I'm trying to switch from my purse. I'm going to be carrying like a small little wrist wallet during that time, which is going to kill me. That is going to kill me. My damn winter coat weighs more than 5 pounds, okay? I wear the Poland Columbia coat. That weighs more than 5 pounds, so I don't know how the hell we going to do this shit. I guess that's why they said my bitch ass can't leave the house for 2 weeks, especially in the winter. My damn coat weighs more than 5 pounds. I just thought about that. I ain't got enough shit. If I put my damn coat on, I know my coat got to be a good four or five pounds. That's my damn Columbia coat.
Oh.
So. But I'll have 2 weeks where I can't drive. After the first 2 weeks, I'll be able to drive, but it's like I've got to learn how to sit. So I've been practicing sitting, as they say, with proper posture, sitting straight so I can get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
My hope is that this is what I hope they'll do. I don't know if they do it, but I'm hoping that for this time that I'm supposed to have, like, this perfect posture, that they'll give me a back brace for when I'm sitting and stuff, because bitch like the slouch. I ain't going to lie. I am horrible. I am a sloucher. So, but they did say that my total downtime will only be 4 to 6 weeks. So I'm going to, you know, make sure if I've got to do it, I'm going to talk to the doctor, hey, can you give me the note? And, you know, they say starting at week 3, they want you to actually walk for 5 to 10 minutes. So we all know my bitch ass is going to probably try to break some. Wait a minute. This is when they be talking about I think I'm a damn 20-year-old, because I'm going to be out there saying I can walk more than 5 or 10 minutes. But I'm not going to overburden myself. But I don't plan on being – I know that there are things I'm not going to be able to do. Like I won't – I've already looked to see if I'm going to be able to run. They said it will be probably 6 months before I'll be able to run. But being able to walk is – going to be, you know, I want to be able, because, I mean, I work with a backpack on a daily basis, and my biggest thing is being able to go physically into my office when I go to work, so that's going to be a problem for me, but that's probably the least of my problem. You know, the biggest thing is that I don't want to re-injure myself, so I've already looked at how to start dealing with things. Like, I normally wear a backpack, so I'm going to have to – thank God I have a backpack that has wheels on it. So I will be moving things over to that backpack. before, you know, if they tell me I've got to go through this so that I can physically, at least after the after 3 or 4 weeks, go back into my office. And
yeah,
I'm going to see how long they'll let me get a temporary handicap sticker.
I mean, what happened to you? Did you fall on your back or fall on your back?
I can't really discuss it. I'm still in trouble about that.
Okay.
But Brian Cranston, if you're the one who's trolling me, which I really think you are, you know what happened. I really do think that was Brian Cranston who was trolling me, Greg.
Oh, it'd be funny if it was, and then you think about it, it's like blue pill. You got a limp dick.
No, it was purple pill.
Purple, blue, doesn't matter, it's limp dick.
Well, you know, the purple pill is from, see, this person apparently really loves the Matrix, because that's, remember they talked about the purple pill or Matrix?
Oh, yeah, I didn't really watch that movie all that much.
See, I love the Matrix. See, I'm a big Keanu Reeves fan, and I love The Matrix. I watched the whole Matrix series. I loved it. I wish they would come out. You know how they've, like they've turned some of these other movies into TV shows after they've done so many of them? I think The Matrix, because they said that, because Neo was supposed to be the one that was chosen, and, like, he connected with the higher being and everything, I think that they took it from there, with the TV series to let us know what happened, oh, my God. I really want to know. I will watch it.
Wait a minute, didn't they make it another one soon? Another Matrix?
Matrix? No.
Yeah. No?
All of the Matrix are over. No.
I would have swore they would have done another one. I heard. I could be wrong. I could be wrong about that.
That last Matrix they did was the last one.
Last month. Okay.
There might be something, and it does not have Keanu in it.
Nah, it wouldn't be the Matrix without Keanu Reeves. Would not be the Matrix. Nobody would be watching that movie.
But we got one more week before we go on to the holiday break. Then we off for, what is it, 2-3 weeks? We'll be off for 3 weeks because we don't come back until the 12th of January.
And
so next week
is our
last show, we got 3 weeks off.
Yep, the last show is next week, which is the 15th.
Right.
Yep. And I did go in and schedule the shows out until, I think we're scheduled into February now. Because I was like, my butt would have forgot to schedule them out. I knew we had the 12 already scheduled, but I was like, let me go on and get all the January scheduled. So I'm almost sure we're scheduled into February. But, oh, boy, with a sexy voice. I wanted to hear what you had to say. He's great. go hard onto that person's manhood, so... But, like I said, I will be putting up things I want on my wish list. I am going to probably finish reading Michelle Obama's book, Becoming, because I started it. But that's one of those where I know that if I start reading it, I'll read all night. And then I've got a couple of Zane books that I need to, that I haven't read. Everybody knows that I'm like into Zane, the Sex Chronicles and all that. But also, James Patterson is getting ready to come out with another Cross book. And he's doing one for his son, Cross's son. And I'm like, I'm not a big James Patterson fan, but I will read the Alex Cross. Because I like that murder mystery stuff. So,
yeah.
If anybody has any other authors, I'm a big Walter Mosley fan. So, if anybody has, I haven't read Walter Mosley in a while. I did read Walter Mosley when I was in college because I was taking an American Lit class. Not American, African American Studies. And that's when I really got introduced. And did you know that Walter Mosley was President Bill Clinton's favorite author?
Really?
That was his favorite. Yes. I didn't know it either until I went to college, and I was like, oh, my God. I'm telling you.
Wow.
All I could say is that reading, but you know what? Walter Mosley is a damn good author. He does a lot of murder mysteries. Remember the movie Devil in the Red Dress? I mean, Devil in the Blue Dress. That was Walter Mosley. When Denzel Washington was in it.
Devil in the Blue Dress. What do you mean, Devil in the Blue
Devil
Dress?
Devil in the Blue Dress. Yeah, I said Devil in the Blue Dress. I said Devil in the Red Dress first, and I said no, Devil in the Blue Dress.
No problem. Okay.
Denzel Washington played in that, but
yes.
Oh my God!
Any movie Denzel in is good.
Yeah, but you know what? I like the book, but that's one of those things where because, as they say, if you read the book, the movie just don't ever do it justice. I can tell you, I read Waiting to Exhale. I am sick to hear for the movie.
Come on, the book's always better than the movie.
I read Color Purple. I particularly care for the movie. I read when Color Girls have had enough for Color Girls. I read that book 3 or 4 times because the book is actually a book of a list of sonic poems, and that's why in the movie they had the lady in red, the lady in yellow, and all this because that was from the book. And the book they made it more modern. Because it actually was a play, and I didn't get a chance to see the play when I was in college, but she used to travel from campus to campus to campus doing this play. That's how good it was. So the fact that they turned it into a movie, you know, 20-plus years later was, like, fabulous. Hmm. But I'm a big Zane fan. Zane hasn't written anything in a while. Walter Mosley, I haven't read lately. But one of my most favorite authors, when she passed away, I lost my mind. And that was Octavia Butler because she did that freaky sci-fi shit. Her sci-fi takes you to, she was the one who you got sci-fi and sex all mixed into one. You got aliens fucking people. I mean, it was just a brand new level.
Oh, wow.
Read some Octavia Butler. I even got my daughter reading Octavia Butler. There's some, you know, but you have to have a certain mindset to read her because her sci-fi is like a brand new level of sci-fi, okay? But because the one thing I can say since for the individual who wanted to know about my education, the one thing I can say is that going to college gave me more insight into African-American literature and things about my culture that I really wasn't aware of when I started doing African-American studies because that's how I learned. I had heard about the Harlem Renaissance, but I never really understood it until I started studying the Black Bourgeoisie. God, it's still hard for me to say it. And all of that. So I think that's why I'm into now The Godfather of Harlem, the series that's on Epics because it talks about Bumpy Johnson, and Bumpy Johnson was a real person, you know. And I had seen different movies about him, but, you know, learning about the Black bourgeoisie and how Harlem came about and the way Harlem was, you know. I live in Detroit. But see, Detroit ain't never been Harlem, okay? I'm going to keep it real. I don't wish the prejudice that went on with back then, but the way African Americans lived in Harlem. And they say, I wish that they have the Chronicle of Detroit history like that, because Harlem is so rich and rooted with their history that I don't care what culture you are, you're going to know about Harlem. You know, now they got Black Harlem and what's the Spanish Harlem, you know, but here in Detroit, there was an area called Blackfoot, but it's gone. Harlem is still in Harlem, okay? Harlem ain't no freeways went through Harlem, okay?
Oh, here it is.
They got
here
rid
it
of
Neo Returns. The Matrix.
Oh, for the Matrix.
That's what Randy said, and I'm reading the deal on it now. Keanu Reeves is going to come back to it if they. The story has yet to be announced, but Newsbreakers Variety wrote that the script has drummed up excitement.
Okay, so it's not official.
It's not official yet. So, yeah, there's production rights and cited as a reason for delay. Installments, yeah. So, yeah. It shall be interesting.
The Matrix, what's it? What
but
year that came out?
Take the purple
was it 90s?
Pill.
90s
20 years ago. 20 years ago this year is what 20, that story
1999.
20 years ago. Oh, boy. Shoot, they'd probably be here. Those actors probably be in their 50s or 60s by now.
Keanu cut. You know what? All they got to do is get him cleaned up. Keanu be good.
Yeah.
Well, all I can say is that whatever they bring it back, I'll watch it. But they gotta have Neo. Gotta have Neo.
Yep. Fishburne's part, don't know if he's coming back. The lady, I think it said that she was coming back, so.
God, this show went by so quick. I spent 20 minutes of it with a damn internet troll.
It did go quick.
It did, but you know what? I want to thank my troll because she kind of gave us something to talk about you being a troll. You know, but you also learned how we deal with trolls. Because I was starting to feed into the conversation, and I was like, I could just lead a conversation and just talk about the troll without knowing what the hell they're saying. Because if you're talking to yourself, who are you talking to, right? So I left the conversation. And they got tired of me not being in the conversation and responding to what they were saying, so they left the conversation also. So for anybody who wants to troll me on the internet, you're more than welcome to. You know, hey, what I really want is your money. Buy toys. Buy toys, people. I will be going on Facebook Live. We did have the Black Friday sale and the Cyber Monday sale. They were both out there. Y'all didn't buy shit. I'm still poor. But we'll be back next week. And you never know what the hell we'll be talking about next week, because after that, we'll be gone for 3 weeks. But I want everybody to have a great week, and I hope y'all had a great holiday. Don't overspend. For all you people, I'm going to say this real quick. Do not overspend. Ain't nobody that damn important in your life that you got to spend $1 million on them when you only got 50 cents to your name, okay? I'm just saying. Don't max out your credit cards for nobody. Remember, it's not what you, it's the thought that counts, not the gift. So if all you can do is make homemade treats, it's the gift. It's the thought that was behind it. So I want everybody to have a great week. And we'll be back next week. Night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex.